from Seven. Three broom creatives have been recognised overnight with a national award. And this is after they'd already won the state awards for landscape architecture. This is the National Landscape Architecture Awards. Mudmap Studios' Vanessa Margetts was awarded top honours in the Regional Achievement Cultural Heritage category for her work around Broomstown Beach and the new jetty structure. And with photographer Michael Gelaru Torres and textile artist Jackie Cheng, the trio also won the National Award for Landscape Architecture's Small Project category for a striking art installation called The Calling Over Nuggala. And landscape architect Vanessa Margetts joins me now from Adelaide, where the awards were held. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello.
It's great to talk to another Vanessa. You are in the Adelaide Botanic Gardens this morning. Well done on the awards. What does it mean to you personally to have this national recognition?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's something to talk to you and have that connection back to Broome, where the projects are from. It's really special, and I think given, you know, what's been going on in the world, it's nice to have something to be recognised and to think about some really positive things that have happened. And I hope, you know, that can kind of give us all some hope about the good things in the world.
Yes, because your work's very much focused on creating positive spaces for people to enjoy, for the public to connect with. That is also a really important part of landscape architecture for you, isn't it? Bringing people together.
Yeah, and I also think, you know, the work we do is so connected to country and place, and it's also an opportunity to give, like, voices and to the traditional owners of the country and to the, like, to sort of highlight histories and stories of the place and bring that alive. So I think that's something that I'm really sort of passionate about.
Is
that, and, like, you know, making sure that the right people being able to speak about their country and celebrate that, and for other people to learn and for that knowledge to be captured within the landscape.
Describe for me the inspiration for Calling Over Nuggala, this incredible art installation that hovered above Roebuck Bay for a period of time during Shinju Matsuri.
Well, it was such a special project because the three of us, Jackie, Mikey and I, you know, collaborated so closely on it. And it was because, you know, we've been friends for a long time. And I think when you have that friendship and that strong connection, you can kind of unpack some big themes and really explore stuff in a really safe space. So I think, you know, we had lots of workshops and chats and you know, concept development, and you know, really it was about being connected to the bay and connected to the space. And I think the other thing that was beautiful about that is that we didn't want to tell everyone what it was about. We didn't want to say, you know, we didn't want it to be neutral. We wanted everyone that came to that to see the work have their own personal story and bring that to it. So, and I think what was great, even when we were making the work and we were up on the scaffolding putting it up, people would come to us and they'd sort of be like, oh, it's about this. It's about the luggers. It's about the wind. It's about the landscape. It's about this, you know, and they all have these different stories and things that we hadn't even thought of. So it's sort of, we sort of put it out into the space and let people bring their own stories to it.
And one of the common comments was, well, this looks like a washing line, a clothesline,
yeah,
because it was a giant clothesline, for want of a better word,
yeah,
with moving images over the fabric, the large sheets of fabric. And if you stayed long enough, you would see all sorts of different imagery from the bay and the surrounds. Now, this clothesline analogy is actually really appropriate. Why?
Well, I guess, you know, this space where it was such a living space, you know, like along the foreshore, people, there used to be you know, all the old huts, and people were actually living there, and people did have washing lines out there, you know, with the old wooden sort of sticks and lines, and so they would have, yeah, there was sort of, you know, that was there was imagery of that. So, yeah, so that connects to the old story.
It was indeed a nod back to the washing lines of the past from the pearling camps. Vanessa Margetts, you also took out the award for the landscape architecture town beach work, the cultural heritage category. I'm wondering, when you approach a site, and often it can be dusty and barren, maybe it's a work site, how do you reimagine it into an invigorated space?
Well, I think, you know, like, my job is to really facilitate that and to have the right people there guiding me. And, you know, on this project, we had a team of beautiful Yaru elders that really guided that and, you know, talked about what was appropriate, talked about the old stories, you know, talked about, you know, what happened on that site. And it's about, I think, bringing those stories up. And you know, my job, I feel like, isn't to design the space. My job is to help others kind of, you know, to sort of bring other people along and collectively create a space.
So, yes, you're just putting the shapes in the right place, using their ideas or their desires and making it work.
Yeah, and I want to also acknowledge that there was another landscape architecture firm involved in this, and I think it's really important to acknowledge them. So that was Josh Burns and Associates, and they I worked on the original concept and the concept development, and then the way that I sort of kept working on the project was through the art and the interp and bringing those stories together, and like all the community projects, and there was lots of community projects. And people might remember the tile project that was hugely popular, and we had over 600 families making tiles that were put onto the wall. And so there was heaps of artworks and storytelling within the space. So that was sort of, after the initial concept plan was done, I then sort of went into that direction and did that work, and Josh Byrne did the more traditional landscape of and detailing the space and doing the construction administration. So I just want to make that clear that I wasn't the landscape architect all the way through. My job sort of deviated. I worked on the project for almost 7 years, I think, and during that stage my job and role on that project deviated a few times, but make that sort of clear.
How does it make you feel when you see a space complete and people enjoying it?
Oh, it's amazing. And it's sort of, especially at Gwari or Town Beach, I think, you know, so many people have said to me, oh, we never used this space before. We didn't even know it was there. And, you know, like now seeing the families using that space and connecting with that space, it's just like so heartwarming. And I just, I feel like it's a really great thing for the Broome community to have that space and to be able to use it. And, you know, it's always been a really alive, active space, you know, with the pearling camps and the customs house and all, you know, the good sheds. And, you know, like over the years, it's had so much history. It's nice that it's now creating a new history, and this is like where we are today in this space.
New histories, new stories. Well,
yes.
Well done to you and all that have helped contribute to making a new beautiful space, and congratulations on the honours that you've been given through the...
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to make sure I had an opportunity to acknowledge the Shire of Broome, who was the client on the Town Beach project. So, and, you know, I think... it was really great working with them, and their like courage to do a project a little bit differently. So I really like to, you know, acknowledge the Shire of Broome, and also Shinju, who was the Calling Over Nuggala project was part of the Shinju Festival. So just want to make sure that the clients were acknowledged as well.
Because ultimately they're footing the bill too, Vanessa.
That's
Margetts.
Right. They're the important ones.
You have to get back into the National Landscape Architecture Conference that's underway. You've stepped out just to say a few words. So lovely to talk. Thank you again.
Oh, thank you. And I think, you know, I'm really glad to be able to connect back to Broome today, because it was nice to receive these awards. But really, the awards belong to the Broome community and to the Broome elders that led the project. So, thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Nice to talk. Vanessa Margetts from Mudmap Studios, and she's been nominated and won state and now national awards for her work, but also with her good friends, photographer Michael Gelaru Torres and textile artist Jackie Cheng. They won overnight the national award for their category for the Calling Over Nuggala art installation in these National Landscape Architecture Awards. So a lot going on for Broome on the national stage for the recreation of the useful space, the beautiful new space that is at Gowarie Town Beach. You're on ABC Radio. It is time for the news. I will give you